It was well planned.
Damn this cold.
The murderer had dreamed of killing him so many times.
Meeting in the kitchen at this hour.
Waiting. Seeking justice.
Are you here? Monk? Where are you? Make yourself known. I warn you, don't waste my time.
It was done. And I, Matthew Shardlake, would go to the dark heart of it. Summoned to Westminster, I averted my eyes at London Bridge Arch, where the heads of executed traitors stood on long poles, the gulls circling and pecking. I passed rain-bedraggled bands of ex-monks, watching carriers unload wagons of confiscated relics. And I saw a crowd pressed round a hook-beaked bird of red and gold, which cried out, "Death to the Pope! Death to the Bishop of Rome." At the palace, I was ushered through a hall full of hushed clerks, hard at work in the web of my master. At the far end was a large door where I was bid enter. There, in the candlelit gloom of his office, stood the Vicar General.